Hello, I'm Ben McCormack from squaremeal.co.uk, and this is Teo Pepe Tasters. Today I'm with Philip Dement, the critically acclaimed restaurateur from Maison Don Felipe, to chat about Teo Pepe, the iconic Spanish vino.
I can't really remember when I first discovered it, but I'm too old to do that. But it's many, many years ago, and I've always been aware of it because my wife is Spanish and had a lot of time in Spain. And if you ever go to the centre of Madrid, there's always been a huge sign in Sol that says Teo Pepe, and it's still there. It moved, but it's still there. So it's always been in the market here.
Do you ever use Teo Pepe in your recipes and dishes at the restaurant?
Yes, indeed. This is another thing that I think we always think of, adding some white wine to fish dishes when we're cooking them. With a much smaller amount of Teo Pepe, which has got such an intense flavour, it really does bring out extraordinary depth into dishes.
How should people store Teo Pepe at home?
Always in the fridge, kept cool and fresh, and drunk within a short space of time, so that it is always fresh.
Why do you yourself think that Teo Pepe is the best sherry?
It's proved itself over so many years, and it just is so consistent in quality. It's extremely very, very well made.
Do you drink Teo Pepe at home?
Yes, indeed. Yes, we've always got Teo Pepe there, of course.
A bottle in the fridge. Would you serve different food at home with Teo Pepe to what you might serve in the restaurant?
Probably. I mean, I spend time now between the two countries all the time, back and forward, so that diets varied between Spanish food there and probably here. We come back and cook some English food as well. But it goes equally well with both. I mean, it's so versatile.
Are there any English dishes or English home cooking that are specific dishes that are great matches with Teo Pepe?
Fish and chips, for example, because the Teo Pepe will even sort of take away the effect of the greasy content, which it shouldn't really have, but if it's oily or whatever else, then Teo Pepe will take away that effect. So it goes very well with the most traditional of all English dishes, probably. I don't think I've tried it with roast beef, but I'm sure it'd happily match.
And how would you describe the taste or flavour of Teo Pepe?
Well, flavours are always difficult. All you can do is compare, obviously, and I think it's got always that lovely, fresh, clean, and even smells dry, and slight sort of almondy, lemony notes I always find, and on the palate that's reflected, and this lovely bone-dry finish, which I think makes it so attractive.
Are there any qualities in Teo Pepe that set it apart from other fino sherries?
Teo Pepe isn't the only one. I think it's probably a brand leader and recognised as such. There are always slight differences, even within Teo Pepe. As I was saying about this Teo Pepe and Rama, every year, each year is slightly different because they come from... Wine's a living thing. It's always going to change and evolve. And, of course, with the Teo Pepe, the normal brand, then obviously they're making sure that's consistent year on year, whereas other sherries in Rama, for example, are going to be slightly different year on year.
Have you noticed sherry and Teo Pepe becoming more popular in the restaurants?
We have over the years, yes. When we opened, it was difficult to find a range of good sherries to actually sell. Teo Pepe has always been here, but beyond that, it was very difficult. It was International Sherry Week. We were giving everybody that came in a taste of a particular sherry, a different one each day, and we gave them, for example, a piece of a sweet almond cake after they'd had the main dishes with a cream sherry from, again, a Solera 1847 from González Bias, which people love because it goes so well.
Have you noticed Teo Pepe becoming more popular with younger drinkers?
Yes, I think that we still find that automatically the older clients will always start with perhaps a half bottle or two or three and move on. But younger people now are starting to, but I think we find that more by the glass because they want to experiment, try different styles of sherry.
And do you have any dishes on your menu that you think are an absolute perfect match for Teo Pepe?
We serve octopus in the Galician style, which is just steamed and served with coarse salt, paprika, olive oil on it. And I think that's delicious. Really matches well. The texture, the whole thing is perfect match. With sardines as well that we serve, just simply fried. Again, so the oiliness of the sardines is perfectly counteracted by Teo Pepe.
I'm Ben McCormack from squaremeal.co.uk, and today we're chatting to Philip Dement from Maison Don Felipe. How about at home? Is there one thing in your home cooking repertoire that you would match to Teo Pepe?
Well, we love doing things, and we're starting now in the restaurant as well to do, they're called in Spanish platos de cuchara, which means spoon food, basically, literally translated. And these are dishes of traditional home cooking, comfort style food. The Spanish use a lot of legumes in the chickpeas or lentils, things like this, cooked for a long time and then eaten, obviously, with a spoon. And again, these are rich dishes, but a sherry goes perfectly. Tio Pepe would be perfect with these as well. And those we eat a lot at home.
So when did you open Maison Don Felipe?
Well, we opened in 1987. We've just celebrated 30 years in May this year. So it's a long time ago now. When we opened, there really weren't any tapas bars in London. It was a concept that people didn't know or understand. They used to come in and say, well, what do we do? You know, and obviously we'd tell them to order as much as they could and drink as much as they can. And that was it. But it was quite pioneering at that time. And obviously there were one or two Spanish restaurants owned by Spanish who would serve tapas to Spanish customers who asked for them. But there wasn't a real tapas bar as such.
And what led you to open a tapas bar?
Well, my wife is Spanish, and obviously I'd always spent a lot of time in Spain with the family and time between Madrid and London. And it always seemed such a great concept to me.
And what was the initial response to the restaurant?
Well, it was a slow starter. We always had a flamenco guitarist playing as well, and we used to get, there are one or two, they're called Peña Flamencas, where girls who dance and guitarists play in groups around London. And they used to come and play in half the restaurant some nights because it was quieter. And then Jonathan Meads, I always remember one Saturday I was there in the evening, and suddenly the place started filling up, and I thought, well, this is a bit odd on a Saturday, because the cut 30 years ago wasn't the cut today. It was quite a rough area, and most of the people didn't drink Tio Pepe. They wandered along with cans of strong lager and aimlessly into the night. So it was a funny area. But we opened there, and Jonathan Meads wrote on this Saturday, we got these people coming in. I thought, I hadn't seen this article, and he'd written this up on his column.
In the
and
Times.
That, from then on, in the Times, that's right. And from then on, that was it, really. Because other, obviously, media picked it up. We got lots of advertising through that.
Why do you think Spanish food has become so popular in London and the rest of the UK in recent years?
Well, the Spanish have helped themselves. They've got some of the top restaurants now in the world, obviously. If you look at the Roca brothers and Arthac and people like this who've pioneered in the northern Spain, particularly in the Basque Country there, there have been some amazing chefs who've won Michelin stars and promoted Spanish cooking and put it on the international map. So I think the awareness of it's grown so much. It's popular because if it's well done, it's good. You know, ranging from the simple sort of tapas that we do, which hasn't really changed in 30 years because we can't change because our customers won't really let us. I often look and think, oh, I'd like to move on and do more modern stuff, but if we change anything, Charlie comes in and said, oh, you didn't do it like that before, so you revert it.
And do you have one favourite all-time tapas dish?
I don't think I do, actually. I like to try anything.
Thanks, Philip. It's been lovely chatting with you. I'm Ben McCormack, editor of squaremeal.co.uk, and if you'd like to find out more about Tio Pepe, visit tiopepe.co.uk.